Blog Talk Radio. What did I do wrong? What did I do? I just want someone to love me cause I love
everyone, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 227 and counting shows. I want to welcome all you new listeners. Hope you enjoy the show and keep coming back and help with these animals and taking that action. All you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support. I will be giving out shout-outs at the end of the show of all these Facebook pages and groups that are helping out, and LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest, the followers. I can't thank you all of you enough for all your support to make all these shows successful. And the 5th anniversary was just a couple weeks ago, and thanks to all the former guests and the callers, the audience, the promoters, the supporters, all the followers. I mean, all of us together make a difference, and we can be a whole team of great team players and doing our part, because we can't see any victories coming out without teamwork being involved. So one victory leads to another, and let's not give up, because if we give up, the animals automatically lose. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me, Marty Oakley's website. I used to be a host on Voices Care for Animals on her TS radio network. Want to give her a big shout out for all she's done and got me started, and I'm on my own, and I'm never going to forget about her because she's a great team player and a great friend, and we work great together, and I miss her. But anyway, my name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Care for Animals on every Thursday night live. And all the shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio, so if you'd like to visit them, you can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com and search Voices Care for Animals, or you can also go to the main link to Animal Advocates Radio, and that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Voices Care for Animals. Together we can keep sharing these shows, because they're all archived, everyone. You can, at your convenience, you can listen to them. Sometimes I go back and listen, and I bring up different tabs so I can continue on other social media sites or browse the internet and listen, because there's a lot of awareness on here, education, you know, prevention, taking action. So all of us, we can make a difference. We got to at least try, because these animals need our help from every angle out there. There's a lot of animal cruelty going on, and it's sickening. It's disgusting. There's no, it's uncalled for. It's injustice. They cannot fight for themselves. They are defenseless and helpless, voiceless and innocent. And they feel the pain and suffering as humans do. So the humans and animals are all on this earth temporarily, and let's make the best of it. Live comfortably in peace and freedom, you know, compassion, all the above, just to help them out, because we want our rights granted, and so do they. So whatever you can do, take the time out there and make that, you know, make that commitment, the dedication. Get a hold of your legislators, you know, get to know them, because our voice is our vote. So if we don't do nothing, expect no changes, and the problems only worsen. But I want to go ahead and bring on my guest tonight. Coming back from SaveNosyNow.org, Barbara Levette, she's president there. Bringing on Sandra Klinger, regulatory affairs and board member. And Dee had to couldn't come on tonight, but we want to give a shout out to her because we can always bring her back on. We're going to be talking about Nosy the Elephant. We have some, if you haven't heard yet, Nosy Elephant is in a sanctuary in Tennessee, and she's doing great. Seen photos of her, and she is happy. We love you, Nosy. Had several shows on Nosy the Elephant on Voices Carry for Animals. We was not giving up. It's teamwork, everyone. We need teamwork to strive for those victories. And when they come about, it makes you feel good and not stop and keep going. And Sandra Klinger, she's going to be the second guest, and we're going to talk about Asha the Elephant, who needs help. And then we're going to bring up the documentary Broken. So, Nosy, present day and future sanctuary. I'm going to bring her on. Barbara Levette, you're live and on the air. Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 227. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, Debbie. Thanks so much for having us on again. We really appreciate all your support and the support of so many of your listeners. I know that we've been on several times before, and we've had great response to the shows that you've helped us do to get the word out about Nosy before she was able to get to sanctuary and after when she was in sanctuary. For the listeners who don't know about Nosy, who have never heard of Nosy, Nosy is a 36-year-old African elephant who was born in 1982 in Zimbabwe, Africa. And she was stolen, or I have to say stolen because it's the only word that really applies, from her mother and the herd that, of elephants that she was living in there during a government cull of elephants. They killed a lot of the adult elephants and took 63 poor little babies and herded them all onto a jumbo plane and brought them to the United States in 1984. She was owned by a very rich, eccentric millionaire named Arthur Jones, and he brought them to what he considered his elephant sanctuary in Florida, where they stayed together for a couple of years before he decided that he could no longer maintain them. Of course, they were getting bigger, and you can imagine the costs of keeping 63 baby elephants, so he decided to sell them off. And unfortunately, they all went in different directions. Nosy went to a crummy little circus in Florida, the Great American Family Circus, the Liebel Family Circus, and they also have several other names that they go by to cover their tracks. Nosy was with them for almost over three decades, and it was a really grueling time for her. Not only was she alone, not only was she beaten and bullhooked and shocked electrically. She was tormented and water-deprived and food-deprived for all of her decades with this horrible family. In the meantime, she was performing for them in circuses at the threat of a bullhook and beating, and she was doing elephant rides, being traipsed all over the country in a dilapidated old trailer that wasn't meant for her to be in, not big enough, not able to move in it. It was a really terrible time. Fortunately, in 2017, we had followed her for years from place to place and place to place and tried to get places closed down and contacted local venues and city councilors and anybody else we could think of to try to get her taken care of so that she wasn't being beaten while on the road, wasn't being deprived of food and water. We just wanted what was best for her, and of course what was best for her was sanctuary. And we all knew it. We all worked for it. And when she arrived in 2017 in Moulton, Alabama, the advocates there who ended up seeing her contacted us through Facebook and through phone and we were able to help them come up with a plan to get her to sanctuary. We think that the people in Alabama are absolutely the best advocates in the world. They stepped up to the plate to not only feed her while she was there, standing in her own feces and urine, and being deprived of food and water. They stepped up to feed her and make sure that she was taken care of. And they contacted the appropriate authorities. The animal control officer came out and witnessed what was going on and asked for an injunction with the Lawrence County District Court to keep Nosy away from the circus people and actually had her confiscated. It was a very long night for us. We were up all night on the phone with these advocates, on the phone with several other people who were instrumental in getting her taken care of. A chariot, what we call it, came down from the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee, which was about an hour and a half or so away from where she was located in Alabama, and they whisked her away to sanctuary. And that was in November of 2017. She's been there since then after a trial in Moulton, Alabama, Lawrence County. They decided that she would be better off staying at the sanctuary, so the custody of Nosy went to the animal control officer, who is still in custody of her. The legal family who had owned her did appeal that ruling and decided that they would try to get her back in some way, shape, or form. And there was an original hearing on that, but it didn't go well for them. And on top of it, they were charged with animal cruelty. Those charges have not been heard yet because Nosy's case is still pending in the circuit court in Alabama. And we're hoping for a very bright outcome, knowing that she will stay permanently in sanctuary and in Tennessee at the Elephant Sanctuary. So that's the story with Nosy. Nosy was the poster child, or poster elephant, I guess you could say, for all the elephants that are out there. And there are so many of them in the United States. There are about 300 or so circus and zoo elephants around the country. Some of the circus elephants are just like Nosy. They're being traipsed around all over the country to do circuses and giving rides. And then you've got the zoo elephants who are standing around being bored and stressed and rocking in place to show that stress. They're bored and unhealthy, and they tend to die very young in zoos. Our mission with Save Nosy Now is to provide education, intervention, and litigation that will ultimately lead to sanctuary for those captive elephants in circuses and zoos. And we are the only nonprofit in the nation solely dedicated to getting captive elephants in sanctuary. So we've got a very specific mission, and we're following all the circuses as they go. As many of your listeners will know, of course, Ringling closed down a couple of years ago, and we were very pleased. It was like my brain just exploded when I heard the news, and I was on my way to work that day, and I started crying in the car. It was such a happy moment, knowing that the circus industry was going down because of some of our efforts and the efforts of all the advocates across the nation who had advocated for those elephants to be out of circuses for so many years. It was a very telling day, a very important day for all of us. And seeing Nosy as she is in sanctuary just kind of brings it all to the core that it can happen. We can get an elephant to sanctuary. An elephant deserves to be in sanctuary. They are very sentient beings. They do not need people. They do not need anything other than their own self-awareness and their herd around them. Unfortunately, of course, even in sanctuary, elephants don't have the herd that they should have, which is their own family. They have to may have makeshift families. It would be like you and me going to live with other people, strangers. They may not even speak the same language as us. So it's very difficult for elephants in sanctuary as well as in the circuses and zoos. But at least in sanctuary, they have the room to roam. The sanctuaries in the United States are the Performing Animals Welfare Society out in San Andreas, California. We have the Elephant Sanctuary in Tennessee, and a new sanctuary that is awaiting elephants in Georgia, Elephant Aid International. And we're hoping that as we go along, we'll be able to fill up these sanctuaries and also provide maybe more sanctuaries as more and more elephants are moved to sanctuary because circuses are closing down, zoos are finally getting rid of their elephant habitat programs, and that kind of thing. So as you can tell, we're very busy all the time. We are trying to work on various circuses around the country. Garden Brothers is one of the notorious ones. We have various others that we follow with particular elephants. And when we first got Nosy to sanctuary, we said, well, what are we going to focus on next? And I think we had a lot of discussions about various elephants in various situations all over the country. And we finally decided that we would focus on an elephant who had a similar background to Nosy, and that she was also born in Zimbabwe in 1984. And she was brought to the United States at about the same time that Nosy was, sold by a different company. And she's been with the Natural Bridge Zoo in Virginia for over three decades. So we decided to focus on Asha. And Asha is a beautiful African elephant. And we're hoping to be able to move her to sanctuary, too. We're up against a lot of issues in Virginia, which I'm going to have Sandra tell more about because she's been more involved in the Asha campaign. And then we'll bring it back around after she tells us more about Asha to what we're planning to do for our documentary called Broken.
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead, Barbara, and a big thank you, a shout-out. Thank you to you and your whole staff out there for fighting Senator Raymond Lesnick, former. He was had a show with him a couple times for Nosy and Nosy's Law that's in effect. And his wife just passed away and got her thoughts and prayers with him, the family and friends. But all of you have put so much dedication and involvement and not giving up, relentless. And it shows. And you're not stopping there. You're not stopping because Nosy's in a sanctuary or Nosy's Law. You keep going in enthusiasm, just striving for them victories. And it's just so inspirational, because animals are, all lives matter, including animals, and they should be. We want our rights, and they should have their rights too, and live comfortable on this earth that we share temporarily. Make the best of it, because there's no excuse for animal abuse, mistreatment, tortured. Suffering, pain, unnecessary pain. So we have to keep fighting for them and not give up because, the children, Barbara, the animals, the elderly, they cannot speak for themselves. We have to fight for them or the problems get 10 times worse. And we don't want to see that happen.
Right. No, we have to be relentless and we have to be tenacious. We have to keep moving one step forward every day. We have a very dedicated group of women all over the country in Save Nosy Now. We founded the group in 2014 as just a Facebook group. And we had a closed group so we could discuss issues about Nosy, where she was. We could send out notices to members in the group so that we'd know where she was and people could follow her all over the country. It was very effective in being able to find her and very effective in the sense that when she was located in Moulton, Alabama, the advocates on the ground there were able to contact us and talk with us throughout the night to tell us what was going on, so that we could give them our best advice. So obviously it was the first time this had ever happened, that an elephant was being confiscated by an animal control officer in a small town. And we scrambled to find out the laws of Alabama and particularly of Lawrence County, where she was found. It was a grueling and exhausting night, making sure that all the I's were dotted and the T's crossed so that she would get to sanctuary. And it worked, gratefully, with the help of some larger organizations who came in to help with the transportation and the legal matters, all of that. So it did work out very well for us. We are tenacious. We are going to move forward and try to help as best we can to get the elephants to sanctuary, and our goal has always been that. When we became a nonprofit in 2017, our goal was the same, and we wanted to expand on that goal. And we'll talk further about that a little bit later, I think, after Sandra speaks about ASHA and the campaign that's going on there.
Okay, and I'm gonna you can stay on air here, and I'm gonna be bringing her on. Sandra Klinger. You're live and on there. Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 227 on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing this evening? Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much for having me on. I can.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Welcome. Yeah, I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Great. And I just want to say the word you picked is the word I think best exemplifies our work at Save Nosy Now, and that's relentless. We are not going anywhere, and we are going to keep pushing until all of these elephants are out of these horrible conditions they're in and are in sanctuary, because every minute they're suffering. And so we've got to keep pushing to get more out as fast as we can. So I'm going to talk about the next elephant that we had decided to focus on was ASHA, and Barbara gave you a little bit of a background on ASHA. She's had a really hard life. Where she is. She's been alone most of the time in a roadside zoo in the mountains of Virginia. And so it's a well-known bad zoo. It's been on IDA's list of worst zoos for elephants for many years. They've had a long history of violations of the Animal Welfare Act. They've been shut down for violations of the Animal Welfare Act. If anybody wants to actually experience how horrible it is at this facility, the Humane Society did an undercover investigation of the Natural Bridge Zoo, and to watch the video, although I will caution you, it is very graphic. If you just Google or do a YouTube search for Natural Bridge Zoo undercover investigation, and you can see exactly some of the things that are going on at that facility. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And to know that ASHA is there and has been suffering there for so long, to see the conditions that she's housed in, she has a very small yard. She's on a hard surface. She pretty much stands in one corner of the yard or stands in the other corner of the yard. She didn't have access to shade until recently. She has no natural browse. They have given her a tire that she will occasionally and kind of repetitively pick up and stick between her legs and swing back out. She exhibits stereotypic behavior routinely. Her feet are in horrid condition. Her soles are ragged. You can see big flaps of skin that tend to collect manure and are indicators for infection in elephants' feet, which is extremely dangerous for them and their long-term survival. She's housed in a metal barn on concrete in the winter, and as of yet, we still cannot confirm whether or not her barn is even heated. This last winter, as you all may remember, there was an extreme cold event that happened near the end of January in the mid-Atlantic states, where the temperatures were going to be as low as 6 degrees in the Virginia area where ASHA's housed. So we were extremely worried about what was going to happen to her, not knowing whether or not she had sufficient heat And knowing elephants are certainly conditions like that would put elephants at risk of hypothermia. So we did kind of an all hands push to the state of Virginia, where we put out press releases. We requested a welfare check for her, that someone would go at least verify that she has a heated barn, that the other animals there that need warm conditions, the other exotic animals like their giraffes even, have a warm place to ride out this extreme cold weather. So we did press releases. We contacted the governor's office. We contacted the state veterinarian for the state of Virginia, because we believed someone, at least a veterinarian, should be the one who is investigating the condition that Asha's in. We wrote to the regulatory agency for the state of Virginia, the Department of Game and Inland Fish Commission, and asked them to do a welfare check as a regulatory agency. So it should not be a surprise to any of us working in animal welfare that we put a lot of pressure, and we heard back from the governor's office and from the state veterinarian's office, oh, we are definitely going to look into it. Sounded great. We were very optimistic. We were finally going to find out if Asha had heat in her barn and exactly what her conditions were currently during the winter. We know what was found during past USDA inspections, where even the USDA complained that Asha spent most of the winter chained on a cold, damp concrete slab. So we knew that was bad. So we were hoping to get updated information. So let me tell you what actually happened. After the fact, we wanted to know what the results were of these inspections. In the state of Virginia, you have to file something, a Freedom of Information Act request to access public records, and it must be filed by a local resident in the state of Virginia. And luckily, we have quite a few advocates who have been advocating for Asha in the state of Virginia who stepped up and submitted those requests. So what we found, what happened, the governor's office just called the state veterinarian's office and asked them to investigate. The state veterinarian's office, instead of investigating, just called the USDA and asked, Are her conditions suitable? And the USDA, who does nothing for animals, said, sure, they're great. So the state vet was like, okay. Then they called the sheriff's office and asked them, what do they know about it? Well, they don't know anything about elephants. They had no idea. We also then, once we found out that the state vet had contacted the sheriff's department, we tried to contact Animal Control, who works through the sheriff's department, and they actually asked us to send them information about what they should look for an elephant, if an elephant was in distress. So we, of course, sent them a bunch of information. But at the end of the day, the USDA, oh, that was it, I'm sorry, I left out a step. So the state vet called the USDA, who called the zoo owner to ask him if Asha was being cared for properly. And he, of course, said, yes, she's being cared for great. And that's what they reported back. The same thing happened with the Department of Game and Inland Fish Commission. They called the zoo owner and asked him what the condition of Asha was. And, of course, he's going to say, she's tucked in nice and warm in bed. The same thing happened with the sheriff's department. And we, through our Freedom of Information Act request, got some very disturbing information to kind of back that up from the dispatch log provided by the sheriff's office, who was supposed to be the eyes on the ground for all of these agencies to actually go lay eyes on her. The dispatch report indicates that an officer was dispatched to go to the site and see Asha, and 1 minute after that, the call was cleared as an unfounded call. How did he possibly get from being dispatched to the scene, getting out of his car, looking at anything in 1 minute? There's no way.
Mm.
And this this kind of will lead back around to why we so desperately need Broken, because this is not a unique situation to Virginia. The same thing happens in every state we deal with when it comes to animal welfare issues, particularly with these captive wild animals. There's nobody watching. There's nobody making sure that the rules that are on the books, even when you have rules on the books, are being followed. They just don't. They assume it's all good, or they'll ask the owner of the circus, or they'll ask the owner of the zoo, are you meeting the regulations? Are they going to say no? Of course not. They're going to say, yes, we are, and they say, perfect, check. And nobody actually looks at what's happening to the animals. We had one of our one of our administrators was very recently at Natural Bridge Zoo just a few weeks ago and actually saw Asha's condition this past summer, where she's being used for elephant rides several days a week in the hot sun. She goes round and round on this little path in the hot sun with people on her back. And they obviously notice the conditions of her feet, and many of the other animals are living in just atrocious conditions. No shade, filthy water, like a box with a sheet floor is their covering. It's just horrible. This facility is one of three that this person owns. They breed and sell these wild exotic animals, including some to canned hunts when they have surplus. One of the daughters was convicted of animal cruelty for drowning a wallaby. It's just, this family is just the worst.
Whoa. This is so, it's disgusting is what it is. It's like, you know, animal abuse and neglect are crimes. And if they're getting abused or neglected, it should be, and you know, the justice should be served no matter where they're at. You know, you hear a lot about this, Barb and Sandra, about how they investigate for how many months or years. Well, when you walk into somebody's home and there's abuse and neglect going on, they get arrested, or, you know, their animals getting taken away. That's what they should do with these other ones, you know. When the organizations are working together and they come up upon, you know, abuse and neglect, they should pop them right there, done deal. Not let them.
Well, we agree,
suffering.
And we are in our effort to actually do absolutely everything we can for Asha and all elephants. Being a small, I mean, we're a small organization, and we're volunteers that have come together to fight for these elephants. We try to come up with innovative ways to do the absolute most we can with the limited resources we have, and one of the ways that we've done that, particularly in dealing with Asha and Natural Bridge Zoo, is we've put together a collaboration of groups that are working together for Asha to try to multiply our effectiveness by working together. And one of the groups that has been a tremendous help to us is a group called the Animal Defense Partnership, who provides pro bono legal assistance. They helped us, worked with us to write a complaint for Asha that was filed with the state of Virginia and listed all of the legal problems with them continuing to issue permits for that facility. That was filed in March of 2018, and they didn't even bother to give the courtesy of a response to the receipt of the complaint. But in that collaboration, we're working with groups. With Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots. We're working with some local advocates group, local advocates that have been fighting for Asha for years, that we're so glad to have other groups coming in to help them. And so by working together, we're able to push every dime, squeeze every dime as far as we absolutely can for all of these elephants that we're working on, because we know there's so many in need, and we want to push for every single one of them. And when you have limited resources, you have to get creative. And so that's what we feel like we're really trying to push ourselves to be more creative as we move forward and maximize our benefit to help as many elephants as we can just as fast as we can.
Yeah, and highly appreciate everything that you do. Anybody wants to call in with any comments or questions, please call this number for the guest, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I will let you in. Try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. The queue is packed, so please press 1, to let me know that you want to speak to the guest. And you're more than welcome to speak. We've got another great show tonight. All these topics, Barb and Sandra, they are always important. And we all have to take action. We can't just talk about on this radio platform or put comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest of what's going on, because Facebook is not going to change any laws. They don't tend to. So if you're making any comments, get a hold of your legislators or state reps. Our voice is our vote. And that area code is 202-224-3121. It's going to ask you for your zip code. And then once you give your zip code, tell them to connect you with your representative or your senator. And try to be professional and polite. You can request a constituent bill proposal form. We can request to have laws made. So it just has to go through the draft, come back, get voted on, and then it gets filed. And then it has to go through the proper channels, House of Representatives, Senators, and you have to get support, have them sponsor, co-sponsors. And then once it gets voted on, it's in there. So all of us in the United States, we the people, can submit constituent bill proposal forms. And you can get those from your representative or your legislative assistant. I've done it myself, so I bring a form, try to get it mailed back or faxed back or emailed back as soon as possible, probably heading for 2020. You will get an answer. And, we all can make a difference. We got to at least try. So we got a caller here, ladies. I want to take a call, and then we'll go on to the documentary Broken. Okay, you're live and on the air. Calling in from Skype. Go right ahead. Hello? Just remember, press 1, everyone, if you want to speak. Can you hear me? I don't know if it's audio or what, but we'll go ahead. Caller, you can press 1 again. Go right ahead. Hello? Welcome to Voices Carry for Animals. You're live and on the air.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, go right ahead.
I'm not sure if you're speaking with me.
Okay, is this Sandra? Do you have
sorry,
a question?
Sorry, this is Marianne Holmes calling.
I'm sorry?
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, it's
okay,
Marianne Holmes calling. I wasn't sure you were looking for me since you mentioned Skype and I'm phoning from my phone. Hi, Barbara, and also nice to hear from Sandra as well. I do have a question, but first a comment. In awe of the work that has been done by Save Nosy Now on behalf of Nosy and all the other suffering circus elephants throughout the United States, and as well we are very grateful to Barbara and her crew at Save Nosy Now because they've also offered support to us. I'm calling from Canada, and I advocate for an elephant up here in Canada named Lucy. And the Save Nosy Now team has been very supportive of our efforts, and we actually look to them as examples of how to be wonderful animal advocates, because certainly I can't think of anyone who has worked harder or done a better job than this crew. So just a shout out to everyone involved, Barbara, Robin, and all of the crowd there at Save Nosy Now. And also about Asha. Have followed her story as she's a lone elephant in a zoo, much like our elephant here, Lucy, subjected to the cold climate and terrible living conditions, and really excited about the upcoming documentary. And I guess my question is, up here in Canada, what can we do? Because we know that any kind of documentary that will bring awareness to the suffering of these elephants in zoos and circuses will certainly have a positive effect even up here. So what can we do here in Canada to help support your efforts for your documentary film?
Well, thanks for calling in, Marianne. This is Barbara. I'm really pleased to hear from you. And thank you for the wonderful words of confidence. We do try very hard to keep Lucy in our thoughts and keep her in the thoughts of all the advocates out there, because her situation is as sad as Asha's and so many other of the elephants that are in captivity. Today we've just heard about Chandra at the Oregon Zoo, who is pregnant. She is a Borneo pygmy elephant, almost like the last of her kind, because there's so few of them in the world. And she is now impregnated. They don't even know by who, which bull elephant actually impregnated her. And she has TB, tuberculosis, which is a very sad thing. So the elephants are suffering very much in the zoos, and our hearts go out to them, and our efforts are for them. So thanks again for calling in. As far as the documentary, this kind of leads into what we are doing to try to help the situation and raise more awareness and education around the country. Our documentary is called Broken. We feel that the word broken is very indicative of what's happening to the elephants in circuses and zoos throughout the country, throughout the world. They are broken in so many ways, physically, psychologically, physiologically, every way that you can imagine. So Broken is something that we've been working on as a team since early 2018, and we have hired a wonderful investigative journalist in Mike Deason with Deason Media, who he is a 12-time Emmy-winning journalist, who is putting together this great documentary for us. He's been very busy going around the country trying to get good sound bites and information and education about what's actually happening behind the scenes in circuses and zoos. He's been talking to advocates. He's been talking to people who own the circuses. And, of course, he's talked to us and other advocates around the country who are working very hard to get elephants out of their situation. We're hoping that Broken will shed a light on what's going on behind the scenes in the circuses and zoos, and also show the complacency and complicity of the government agencies who are allowing this to happen over and over again.
We have the exact same issue here in Canada, a lack of action from governmental officials that are tasked to supposedly protect these elephants and do absolutely nothing.
Yes, it's very frustrating, and we've come up against that so many times, not only in our advocacy for Nosy all the years that we did it, but also for Asha now in Virginia. We have found that the USDA is absolutely useless. All they do is rubber stamp, and under the Trump administration, it's even worse because they blacked out all the records of all the violations and citations for a very long time, and some, even though some are back, most of them are not. So we're still in the dark about what's really going on behind the scenes at these places. And if people are able to self-regulate, the circuses can just say, oh, yes, we're doing a good job and move forward. And nobody asks any questions or does anything about the horrible circumstances that the elephants are living in.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It is absolutely disgusting.
Well, and the USDA now, they were doing minimal enforcement at best. Ever, and now it's about zero. So the enforcement actions they have taken has plummeted to virtually zero in the last 2 years. So they're not enforcing anything right now.
Yeah, I guess we can thank Mr. Trump for that. Although it didn't sound like there was too much to get excited about prior to, but it was something at least. Any idea when the documentary might be ready to be released?
I'm thinking that probably 2020. We're still really forging ahead. As Sandra said earlier, we are all volunteer organizations. So our biggest challenge is funding. And even though we, are working and trying really hard to come up with ways to fund this endeavor, it's a massive endeavor, and one that a volunteer organization is because we're so small, we're struggling to find ways to make it work, and we will. It just may take longer than we hoped. One of the ways that you can help because of that, anybody can help, is to donate to the Broken Documentary. And you can do that at SaveNosyNow.org. There's a donate site, and you can specifically say in that donate site where you want your money to go. You can use it for the Broken Documentary or to help elephants in general or to the OSHA campaign. So there are three ways that you can use any money to help us get this together. That's our biggest challenge. Once we are able to fund it and keep and get it going on the road and get through editing and promotion, then we hope that it's going to make the big difference for these elephants, just like Blackfish did for the orcas and the dolphins at SeaWorld.
Oh,
yes,
I sure hope so.
Awesome. And ladies, you can all stay on there. I got another caller calling in. And Marianne, I really appreciate you calling in too. You know, keep coming back. You know, all these animals need our help. I multitask and cross over and help as many as I can. And, you know, you see the results coming in, and you say, oh, wow, another victory. And it keeps you going, you know. You know you're not spinning your wheels because I'm relentless too. So I know how it is. Teamwork is so important when we're striving for victories, when it's very much needed. So everyone just, you know, keep out there, press that share button on all social media sites. You know, that like button does not serve any justice, even though I press it. But the share gets in your news feed. You know, maybe a couple people won't, you know, do anything, but then there might be a line of them that will. So you never know, because I've noticed on all social media that the, you know, the action takers and the activity is way down. I'm an admin on several pages, and it's sad and heartbreaking for the animals, you know, because I know there's so many out there. Facebook is overwhelmed with groups and pages. I wish we could all come under one roof and help them all out, you know, because Facebook, you know, not everybody's on Facebook and all social medias at the same time and day, so sometimes I run through several times just to get their attention, whether it's petitions or, you know, videos to watch or, you know, call your representatives, even contact the White House, and that area code's 202-456-1111. And it's a comment line, 9 to 4 Eastern time. You know, get your comments in there. But I'm going to take this caller, and area code 719, everyone stay on board. You're live and on the air. Go ahead. Any comments or questions for the guests? Hello?
Hey, Debbie. It's Ray. Can you hear me?
Hey, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, so far so good. Having another great show tonight, and you're coming on next week. Everyone, Ray Bittner is a former guest on this show, and she has Community Cats United, and that is coming on next week. So you'd love to hear, Ray, that, you know, you come and call on this show when you can, and you help out. That's great. Great team player.
I want to I just want to make a comment about these poor elephants and actually all circus animals. You know, people ask me, want to go to, we got a circus coming to town, let's go see the circus. I've never been to a circus, ever. And I won't go because I'm not going to support, you know, how they treat the animals and everything. But listening to these ladies, it's breaking my heart hearing all the stuff these elephants and other animals go through. And boycotting the circus is not enough. And I feel bad because that's really all I've ever done is boycott them, thinking I'm making a difference, and I'm not. So I just wanted everybody who's listening to know that just boycotting and not going to these and not funding their cruelty to animals isn't enough. I mean, it helps, but like you say, pick up those phones, make those phone calls, let your representatives know that you're on board with this and that we're not going to take it anymore. These animals deserve better, and strengthen numbers all the way around.
Agree.
Well,
you said it right there,
Ray. I think this is a really good time to bring up a topic I know Barbara was going to plan on mentioning, and that is the Traveling Exotic Animal Public Safety Protection Act, which is a national push to try to ban the use of exotic animals in traveling circuses, both for the public's protection and for the animals' welfare. So that is another way that everyone can take action. Call your elected representatives and tell them you support the ban on use of animals in traveling circuses, and that you support, the acronym is TEAPSPA, T-E-A-P-S-P-A, and would like their support in getting this passed on a national level.
Yes. Good. I mean, take that action, you know, make them, if you don't want to call, write those emails, letters, you know, make appointments. You know, we go
That's
out and
right.
vote, and, you know, we just don't want to vote for these politicians and leave them alone and then they think everything's running smooth. You know, we could be,
we have to contact them. That's right, and they keep a record of that, and so they do see that the calls that come in and they see the emails that come in, and that does influence them. So it's very important, and that's something very simple that anybody can do in just a few minutes. You don't have to make it a big, long email. You can just say, look, I don't want to see this suffering anymore. We should not have this, and that I want this law passed nationwide, and not and just And you can even put in there for both reasons, because both are very valid, both for the animals' welfare and for the public safety, because it is ridiculously dangerous, the amount of contact they allow the public to have these animals, particularly these animals living in such horrid and stressed conditions where they are so stressed, you see them rocking and swaying continuously and suffering. So it would not at all be surprised if they lash out, or we have a situation where an animal breaks free and you end up with one being shot to death, like happened in Hawaii, or what happened in my local community in Palm Bay, Florida in the 90s, where Karen broke out of a circus with a family on her back and ended up being shot to death. So those situations should not be happening today in the United States of America. Other countries have moved forward to ban these acts, and it is high time we do.
Absolutely.
That's right. I agree totally. And you know, just like New Jersey, Nosey's Law, and everybody you could, you know, search on that and find information, you know, get Nosey's information and send it to your state representative and, you know, try to get something going in your state. Because you can, you know, on this,
really
on this radio.
No.
Yeah.
Nosey's
and
Law.
Just, and
Nosey's
it'll
Law
happen.
Really
you just got to.
Just find it and copy it. You know, send it to your local legislators, your state legislators, and let them know that this is happening and that we don't want this to happen anymore. Nosey's Law was like New Jersey, where Nosey's Law took place, banned wild and exotic animals from the circuses. So New Jersey won't have that issue anymore. Illinois followed right after that. Hawaii followed right after that. We've got to get all the states on board. If we could get the large federal bill passed that Sandra talked about called TEEPSPA, then we would have no issue with the circuses anymore because they would not be able to perform in the states. Legislation is the key to most everything. If you can't get it through legislation, then you have to try to go the legal route and do it through litigation. But the Nosey Law was very instrumental in getting this done, and it's going to be instrumental in getting the other states on board. We have to keep moving forward.
That's right. And don't give up. I mean, if it doesn't pass 1 year, look at you, Barb, and the whole Save Nosey Now. Year after year, whatever, 6 years total. I mean, I looked on here, including with former Senator Raymond Lesnick, had Voices Carry for Animals, everybody. If you want to go back and listen to them, they're all archived. Number 65 on TS Radio Network. These are on Marty's network, 128. 118, 135, 136, 156, and 198, Voices Carry for Animals, because I number them all, even from TS Radio Network to Animal Advocates Radio. So we can't give up, or we automatically lose. And we don't want that, do we, ladies? I mean, it's not going to be happening.
It's not
happening.
Please, everyone. Do what you can, and even on the Facebook, Broken, the documentary, check that page out, press like, and, you know, keep yourself updated on SaveNoseyNow.org on Facebook and also on the website, you know, Voices for Asha. You know, do something. Try to, you know, petition, whatever you can do to help out, because it doesn't take that long. I know I get involved, and then what I could do in an hour, it's unbelievable how, I mean, I've gotten really fast, but how much action I can take within that hour. You know, I just don't want to sit there and discuss behind four walls or on this radio platform or on any social media site. Take that right step further into the right direction and take action and see results. See positive results. Be a positive impact in this world. Because it's a scary picture out there for animals, a lot of them. And it's not right. I mean, we're coming from the 20th century. You know, we're in the 21st, heading for the 22nd century. You know, a lot of us won't be here in the 22nd century, but at least we can make plans on now in the future for generations and generations coming up. You know, for humans and animals, make it a better life and futures for all of us. Because it's not a pretty picture out there, everyone. And I got a couple minutes left here. Barbara Levette, president of SaveNoseyNow.org, thank you so much for coming back on. And we're looking forward to having you back. And Sandra Klinger, thank you for coming on board. You did awesome interviews again, outstanding. And best of luck, and keep in touch. And I'll be having you on again soon, okay? And maybe
well, thank
Dee
you
can
for
come,
everything.
You know. Hey, anytime, my pleasure.
Yeah.
And I want and Marianne, thank you for calling in, and hope you keep coming back. Ray Bittner will be on next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, unlimited listeners. The same number to listen by phone is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak. She is Community Cats United founder, and she is coming back. I want to welcome you back next week there, Ray. And you thank you for all, you know, participating in these shows and getting involved. And shout-outs to my mother. She's listening tonight. Hi, Mom, a.k.a. Moose. Love you, and thanks for your support for listening to these shows. I want to thank Take Action Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers, Megan Mason, Holly Smith, fans of Animal Rights on Facebook, The Paul's Call Show, Ask Sue radio show on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. What a great team player. We love pit bulls. Diane Lynn Echo, thank you for all your support on the podcast, on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. Help fight the war against all animal cruelty today. Evelyn Pendle and Debbie Eisman, Voices for Animals, Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. All the admins on there. A Voice for Animals on Twitter. Sean Walters, Paul's Pet Foundation, Sam Diaz. He's a former guest on Facebook and also on Twitter. Also, Paul's Across America Advocacy, thank you for posting this show on your website. And a big thank you to all you listeners out there for tuning in. Hope you come back next week. Keep spreading the word. And, you know, hey, Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone, and have a nice and peaceful and safe evening. And hope you join in next week. May God bless
you
all.
Thank you,
Debbie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all. Thank you. Looking forward
thank
to having
you,
Debbie,
Debbie.
Again, okay? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night show, everyone. Thank you.